Good day, Journal. I know you pride yourself on being honest. Not the mythical Abe Lincoln honesty kind of truthfulness where you tattle on yourself about chopping down a cherry tree. No, instead, the honesty that makes it so that you forever choose to be honest with and about yourself. To thine own self be true is what you live by these days. And it is these days exactly where that Shakespearean phrase rings truest for you. To thine own self be true are your marching orders, because you're not always honest with anyone, not even yourself, a short time ago. You could have been more sincere, especially regarding being authentic about who you are and want to be. But that all changed one day long ago. I believe you read or heard something about a study on honesty. That's usually how your personal development routine happens. You read, see, or hear something about a subject matter and then enter the rabbit hole of knowledge seeking. Burrowing down deep into the hole of knowledge and self-reflection, you go. You go as far as possible into the hole until you find what you seek. And what you are always looking for is a way forward to be better today than you were yesterday. You are forever searching for a process that improves your life forecast so that you may continue to reach new heights, the highest heights in the desire for self-actualization. So now those things you learned about honesty are part of your strategy for life. You won't lie to another. You won't even do flattery if it's false. You won't say a nicety to another for niceness sake. If it ain't honest, you say, it ain't me. You don't want to be as phony as a $3 bill. Being counterfeit about who you are at your core doesn't interest you in the least bit. As I mentioned earlier, you are true to yourself, because everything in your life starts and ends with how you recognize your true self and scrutinize who you are to the large society. Life isn't just about you. Even if you are alone in choosing to be honest with yourself, it would be best if you still exclusively associate with others who are honest with you and others who desire your absolute honesty. If nothing more, those people who are courageous enough to be frank with you are entitled to you being honest with them. If you're afraid of people meeting the real you, something is wrong with you, or something is wrong with them. In either case, your relationship isn't real. There is little doubt that you are not real. Fake, one or both of you are. Now is the time to tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and live a life right here and now that is real. In being honest with yourself, you look at the totality of your existence. Every part of you is cross-examined. Mind, body, and soul are on trial. Turned over for a critical evaluation is every leaf of your human experience, health, wealth, and wisdom. You look at all of you in a 360-degree fashion, for not to do so would not allow you to be honest with yourself. All of this seems too much for some. You've heard it said, it must be hard being you. To which you always reply, it's easy being me. All I've ever known is how to be me. I don't know how to be anything or anyone, but me. If there is difficulty in being you, it is in being honest about yourself. It's about being truthful about your expectations of others. Too frequently, we behave as if life is not a constant negotiation of what we need and want, and what another needs and wants. Based on truth, are successful packs, regardless of if they are those made personally or professionally. You must be honest. If you need and want peace and calm, you cannot be with those who are always agitated and belligerent. If you need and want to soar like an eagle, you cannot flock with birds such as turkeys that cannot get off the ground. If you need and want to dream about doing the impossible, you cannot pledge an oath with disbelievers. Teaming up with your IMF, Impossible Mission Force, would be best. This life is about negotiating what you want and need honestly. This life requires you to be truthful with and to yourself. To thine own self be true. Be true to yourself about what you need and want from your life. I know it sounds easier than done, but it's not easier said than done, because to do anything other than be honest is to short circuit the unlimited God-given potential embedded in you. You cannot be the best you if you are not you who is honest with yourself. You cannot be the best you for yourself or those who love and adore you if you are not honest with those you fancy and cherish. Honesty is the best policy. To your surprise, that's not just a cliche expression. Honesty is the best policy for anyone who genuinely intends to live their lives just as they always imagine. Today, I would like you to keep being honest. I would like you to please be forthright with yourself about your human trinity. Ask and answer honestly. Is this the best I can be in mind, body, and spirit? Ask and answer truthfully. Is my health genuinely excellent? Am I maintaining abundant wealth? Am I seeking timeless wisdom that I may share with others? If you are genuinely interested in living your best life, ask and answer everything about yourself truthfully. Could you reflect and act on the relationships in which you are involved? Are those in your life the right people who can aid you in becoming the best version of yourself? Are you in association with folks who are honest with themselves that they might be the best for not only themselves, but for the greater good? Is your village the Impossible Mission Force or the We'll Never Make It clan? You've got to be honest. In Ebonics terms, you must keep it real. Keeping it 100 is another way to say it. Still, no matter how you say it, regardless of if it's the King's English or the way folks say it on the straight, you must be honest. Be your best self today. All day, be faithful to the Creator's image to match your intended design. Please don't engage in self-deception on this or any day. Don't you dare be inauthentic to anyone. To thine own self be true. Be true to thine own self.
Reflect and write. Just how honest are you? Take a moment. Seriously consider how truthful you are with yourself and with others. Are you authentic with the people you meet and those in your life? And what about the company you keep? Do you have courageous people always willing to be 100% honest with you? Are your relationships grounded in honesty and realness? Nate reminds us today that we must be honest about ourselves and truthful about our expectations for others. Now act. It is time to get honest. Take time today to answer these questions from Nate's journal truthfully. Is this the best I can be in mind, body, and spirit? Is my health genuinely excellent? Am I maintaining abundant wealth? Am I seeking timeless wisdom that I may share with others? Are those in my life the right people who can aid me in becoming the best version of myself? Am I in an association with folks who are honest with themselves that they might be the best for not only themselves, but for the greater good? Is my village the impossible mission force, or is it the we'll never make it clan? Consider what you need to do differently to answer each of these questions in the affirmative. Be your best self today. All day, be faithful to the Creator's image to match your intended design. Please don't engage in self-deception on this or any day. Don't you dare be inauthentic to anyone. Be honest. Be truthful. Be you. Now journey forward.